Welcome to our podcast, everyone. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of Microsoft Power Pages and how it integrates with Business Central.
Absolutely, Onyx. It's an exciting topic, especially for businesses looking to enhance their customer interactions through technology.
Right. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is Microsoft Power Pages?
Great question. Microsoft Power Pages is a low-code platform designed to build, host, and manage external-facing business websites. It's perfect for creating customer portals.
Exactly. And when we talk about customer portals, we're referring to software interfaces that give customers complete visibility into their interactions with a company.
Yes, and this visibility is crucial. Customers can track key metrics, support requests, and access important documents easily.
Now, I recently set up a customer portal using Power Pages. It was quite an experience. I started by navigating to the assisted setup page in Business Central.
That sounds interesting. What were the first steps you took?
I selected the option to set up a connection to Dataverse. This is where the magic begins.
Dataverse is essential for data synchronization, right?
Exactly. I enabled data synchronization and virtual tables, which allows for seamless data flow between Business Central and the portal.
And did you have to accept any terms and conditions during this process?
Yes, I did. After that, I signed in as a Power Platform Administrator to proceed.
That's a crucial step. What came next?
I clicked the Install Business Central Virtual Table app link. It was a straightforward process.
How many virtual tables did you end up enabling?
I selected 6 virtual tables and scheduled a job queue entry for synchronization.
That's impressive. How did you test the connection afterward?
I navigated to the Dataverse connection setup page and clicked the Test Connection button. It was a relief when it worked.
I can imagine. What did you do next after confirming the connection?
I started the synchronization process, which copied contact and account details from Business Central to Dataverse.
That's a significant step. How did you verify that the data was transferred correctly?
I checked the contacts and customers lists in Business Central, and everything was there as expected.
Fantastic. Now let's talk about sales orders. How do they fit into this setup?
In Dynamics 365 Business Central, a sales order represents a customer's intent to purchase goods or services. It's crucial for managing customer interactions.
Absolutely. And you were able to see the same records in the sales order virtual table, right?
Yes, I navigated to the sales orders list and reviewed the records. It was seamless.
Did you make any modifications to the display of the sales orders?
I did. I added columns to the display to make it more informative for users.
That's a smart move. How did you create the customer portal solution?
I created a Power Platform solution and then a customer portal solution. It was a bit tricky at first.
What challenges did you face while creating the site?
I couldn't create a new site initially, which was frustrating, but I navigated to the Power Pages homepage and managed to create the customer portal site.
Persistence pays off. What features did you add to the portal?
I added a sales orders page and included a list to display the sales orders.
That's essential for customer visibility. How did you set permissions for the sales orders page?
I clicked the plus new permission link and selected authenticated users to ensure only logged in users could access it.
Smart choice. Did you test the portal after setting up the permissions?
Absolutely. I clicked the preview button to see how it looked and functioned.
And how was the user experience?
It was smooth. I signed in and navigated to the sales orders page to review the list.
That's great to hear. Did you make any adjustments after testing?
Yes, I edited the views and added columns to enhance the information displayed.
Did you encounter any issues during this process?
I did face an internal server error at one point, which was concerning.
That must have been frustrating. How did you resolve it?
I clicked the edit row using the form button and selected an account for my contact, which fixed the issue.
Good troubleshooting. How did you ensure the synchronization was effective?
I updated the account name in my contact and clicked the sync button to refresh the data.
That's a solid approach. What's next in your setup process?
I added the site to the customer portal solution and created an invitation for Robert Towns, a contact from Adatum Corporation.
Invitations are crucial for user access. How did you manage the site visibility?
I clicked on the security menu item, selected site visibility, and set it to public.
That's a smart move. How did you handle permissions for the sales orders page?
I selected the Permissions tab and chose who could see the page, ensuring only authenticated users had access.
Excellent. Did you review the customer card for Robert Towns in Business Central?
Yes, I did. I created an invitation record for him and saved it.
How did you facilitate his registration on the portal?
I copied the invitation code and sent him the registration link to access the portal.
That's a seamless process. How did Robert find the portal experience?
He found it user-friendly. After registering, he was able to navigate to the sales orders page effortlessly.
That's fantastic. Now let's discuss the external user access. How does that work?
External users don't have Business Central licenses, so we included built-in app S2S users to access data on their behalf.
That's a clever solution. How do you manage permissions for these external users?
Permission sets can be assigned to control data access, ensuring security and privacy.
That's crucial for maintaining data integrity. Did you add any additional tables to the customer portal solution?
Yes, I added the sales order and sales order line tables to enhance the portal's functionality.
Great move. How did you customize the forms for these tables?
I added the information main form and updated the layout to improve user experience.
Did you make any adjustments to the fields in the form?
Yes, I divided the fields into two columns and added a subgrid for better organization.
That's a smart design choice. How did you ensure the forms were user-friendly?
I set the forms to read only to prevent accidental edits during the initial review.
That's a wise approach. How did you handle the permissions for the sales order table?
I opened the sales orders page and clicked the Edit List button to enable the View Details action.
Did you set any specific targets for the Details view?
Yes, I set the target type to Web Page and selected the Sales Order page for detailed views.
That's a great way to enhance navigation. How did you test the Details view?
I clicked the Sync button and then the Preview button to ensure everything was functioning correctly.
And how did the Details view perform?
It worked well, but I noticed the Sales Order Line view wasn't displayed initially.
What did you do to resolve that issue?
I updated the All Sales Orders permission to include the Sales Order Lines, ensuring visibility.
That's a thorough approach. How did Robert respond to the changes?
He was pleased. After the adjustments, he could view both the sales order and the related sales order line details.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you've created a robust customer portal experience.
Thank you. It was a learning process, but the results are worth it. I'm excited to see how it evolves.
Absolutely. This integration of Power Pages with Business Central is a game changer for customer engagement.
I agree. It opens up new avenues for businesses to connect with their customers effectively.
Well, that wraps up our discussion for today. Thank you for sharing your insights, Onyx.
Thank you, Echo. It was a pleasure discussing this topic with you.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We hope you found this episode informative.
Until next time, keep exploring the world of technology and its impact on business.
Goodbye, everyone.